I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. The chief medical officer at Mercy One Siouxland says his facility has been busy with COVID-19 patients since the latter part of the fall.
Our surge plan would allow us to go beyond where we're at now. We would certainly like to not have to go really any higher than we are now. We're still waiting to see what is there's going to be any sort of post-Thanksgiving surge that we've been fearful of after all these mass gatherings. But we're in a place right now where we're able to handle all these the COVID patients appropriately as according to our surge plan.
Dr. Larry Voles admits the whole hospital is stressed from top to bottom, but that stress is being felt by medical providers all across the country.
When we were in our first surge, you know, there was people bringing food and signs up and all these things all the time. And I think that has faded to some extent, which has made some of this work a little bit harder, I think, for our staff.
Voles says doctors now know more about the disease and how to treat patients. But his bottom line, the whole community needs to work together to stop the spread and ease hospitalizations.
If everyone in our region could wear a mask and just be cautious around who they're spending time with in close quarters, I think we could really get this under control much quicker. There's a lot of people say that, oh, well, most people do just fine. I'm not going to, you know, I don't need to wear a mask. I don't care if I get it. And I think that is really the disheartening part for us, because I think we don't really, you know, you don't really know who's going to get really sick from this and who's just going to be asymptomatic.
As for vulnerable patients, Voles says two new antibody treatments show great promise, especially if taken early in the illness. Plus, the incoming vaccine provides plenty of hope.
It's going to be, you know, months down the road, but starting this process is what's going to be able to turn this pandemic around.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.